COVID-19 infections are rising in Germany, with more than 4 million confirmed cases in a country of 83 million people. As the country battles its fourth wave, Parliament on Thursday discussed measures to help Germany's federal states tackle infections. NPR's Rob Schmitz joins us from Berlin for the latest. Welcome.
Thanks.
Bring us up to speed now on the latest COVID numbers in Germany. Why are they so high, and what areas are seeing the worst outbreaks?
Yeah, another day, another record for Germany. In the past 24 hours, the country saw its worst day since the pandemic began. More than 50,000 new cases with 235 deaths. And despite rolling out a big state-run vaccination campaign in the spring and summer, more than 20 million Germans remain unvaccinated. It is especially bad in the southern state of Bavaria, where the incidence rate is around 800 cases per 100,000 people over the past week, and where intensive care units are now 91% full of COVID patients.
Why such strong resistance to vaccination in Germany?
Well, when you've got more than a quarter of the population who are eligible to be vaccinated but refuse to do so, despite the infection numbers we're now seeing across Germany, I think it's fair to say that there's a lot of resistance to getting vaccinated, and you're seeing a lot of stubbornness among a lot of people.
So what's the latest then, Rob, on restrictions? Is there any framework for instituting COVID measures? Are there more restrictive measures planned?
Yeah, I think what's interesting here is regionally, when we look at the situation, it's bad all over Central Europe. And when we go down to Austria, which is along Germany's southern border, this week Austria implemented what's called 2G rules, which say that only the vaccinated or those who've recovered from COVID are able to enter restaurants, cinemas, sports facilities, and the like. The day after this was announced, a record 32,000 unvaccinated Austrians got their first shot. But in Germany, you know, the government has been sort of reluctant, and some might say incompetently slow, to follow suit. You know, German politicians were in the middle of opening everything up when this fourth wave hit with earnest, and they've had a hard time adjusting to the present day reality. So a few of Germany's state governments have begun to act, and they've taken the matters into their own hands, implementing these 2G rules on a state-by-state level.
Well, interestingly, German health ministers are now encouraging everyone to get a booster shot 6 months after their last dose. How is that being received in Germany?
It's difficult because these booster shots are only being recommended by the vaccine regulator in Germany for people over the age of 70, and now they've seem to change that in the last week or so to anyone who had a vaccination older than 6 months. And so most Germans did not get vaccinated until May or June. So we're not even at that point where booster shots are really coming into the picture yet.
And Rob, what about the uncertainty over the transition to a new coalition government in Germany? Is that also contributing to this surge, this sort of power vacuum that's going on?
Well, Angela Merkel is still chancellor of Germany, albeit in the form of a leading a caretaker government, while three different parties negotiate to form a new coalition government. So there is an element of a power vacuum here. Despite this, Olaf Scholz, who will likely be the next chancellor under a new government, came out today to say that he supports a nationwide rollout of 2G rules, the same that have been implemented in Austria. Here's what he said at the Bundestag this morning.
Das Virus ist noch unter uns und bedroht die Gesundheit der Bürgerinnen und Bürger.
And he's saying here that the virus is still here. It's still threatening everyone's health. He then said this time around is different from previous waves because we're now dealing with unvaccinated citizens. And that's really the crux of the problem here. There have been many breakthrough infections in Germany as well, but the unvaccinated are at the heart of this latest wave that's not only impacting Germany, but so many other countries in Central and Eastern Europe, where vaccination rates remain low despite an abundance of supply of vaccines.
Yes, and what about kids and the concern with schools, kids in schools spreading the virus?
Yeah, this is a personal concern of mine. Schools here in Berlin were basically deemed open and free in October, meaning that kids could elect, or their parents, better said, could elect to have them not wear masks. When that rule was lifted, you saw resulting spike in infections in this city. And it wasn't a coincidence. It was definitely from this new kind of open atmosphere that was then backtracked, towards the end of October. And now Berlin, as of this coming Monday, is also going to implement these new 2G rules on a state level so that only people who are vaccinated or recovered from COVID can enter restaurants, sports facilities, theaters, museums, et cetera.
And this is the fourth wave in Germany. Where do you see this going? We see another fifth wave?
Well, absolutely. As long as people remain unvaccinated and refuse to get vaccinated, and we're not only talking about Germany here, we're talking about Austria, Switzerland, most of Eastern Europe, most health experts believe that this is going to get much worse.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz. Rob, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.